White Court, the Canmore Eagles will head back to home ice with a split of road games in their second-round series against the White Court Wolverines. The Eagles opened with a 3-0 loss in Game 1, but took Game 2 with a 4-3 win thanks to the winning goal with 19 seconds left in the game. The Eagles, coming off a series win over the Lloydminster Bobcats, were blanked by the Wolverines to open the series. After a scoreless first period, White Court opened the scoring with about 6 minutes left in the second as Colby Brown scored. They picked up a two-goal lead with another tally from Caden Wiltsey at the 2:55 mark, then a third goal from Joey Mello at 11:46 of the final frame on the power play. Eagles goalie Matthew Mullen made 26 saves in the loss, while Canmore had 23 shots on White Court goalie Lucas Renault. Canmore went 0-for-3 on the power play and the Wolverines were 1-for-5. In Game 2, Logan Ziegler scored the winning goal with 19 seconds left in the game to send the series back to Canmore tied at 1. White Court opened the scoring in the first 4 minutes of the first when Spencer Riome netted an unassisted goal. Zach Kutu evened the game on the power play at 7:19 of the second, but on the power play Riome added his second of the game less than 3 minutes later to return a one-goal lead. Nathan McPherson Ridgewell tied the game at 2 at 11:15, but Travis Verbeek added a shorthanded goal at 13:06 to return the one-goal White Court lead. Emmanuel Hudson returned the game to a tie on an Eagles power play at 13:09 of the third, eventually setting up Ziegler's winning goal in the final minute of the game. Mullen made 21 saves for the win and the Eagles had 28 shots on Renault. Canmore went 2-for-4 on the power play and White Court was 1-for-3. The series returns to Canmore for Game 3 on Tuesday, April 2, at 7 p.m. Then Game 4 is Wednesday, April 3, at 7 p.m.